朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
请我们一起打开加拉太书第三章。
Together, let's open the Bible to the book of Galatians, chapter 3.
我们从二十六节读到第四章的十一节。
Let's read from chapter 3, 20, verse 26 to chapter 4, verse 11.
好，我们有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你，让我们可以早晨一同聚集在你的脚前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this time this morning to gather in front of your feet.
谢谢你借着饼杯来对我们的心说话。
Thank you. Through the bread and the cup, you speak to our hearts.
也谢谢你借着诗歌对我们的心说话。
And also thank you for through the hymns, you speak to our hearts.
也谢谢你让我们能够借着祷告来亲近你。
So thank you. Through prayer, you allow us to come close to you.
我们现在相信，当我们坐在你脚前的时候，
We now believe that when we're seated in front of your feet,
你要借着圣经，透过圣灵来对我们说话。
You want to through the Bible, through the Holy Spirit, to speak to our hearts.
我们就一同等候你。
Together we wait upon you.
求你来对我们的心说话。
Beseech that you speak to our hearts.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 我相信弟兄姐妹读加拉太书都知道。
I believe that brothers and sisters, when you read the book of Galatians, you all know.
加拉太书是保罗所有的书信里面。
The book of Galatians is of among Paul's all epistles.
他口气最激动的一卷书。
It's the most emotional in the tone of his voice.
甚至于可以说是最不礼貌的一卷书。
We can even say that it's the most impolite book letter.
为什么保罗会这样呢？
Why is it Paul is behaving that way then?
因为保罗所要面对的问题。
Because the problems that Paul has to face.
不是一些理论而已。
It's not just some theories.
也不是一些不同的看法。
It's also is not just some different his point of views.
他所面对的。
What he's facing.
是关乎一个人今生的喜乐。
It's regarding a person's joy in this life.
以及他在永恒中的归宿。
And also the belonging of his eternity.
因为他所面对的。
Because what he's facing.
是真正的福音。
Is a true gospel.
一个人如果对福音的认识不准确，
If a person's knowledge of the gospel is not accurate,
要不然他就是没有得救，还以为自己得救。
He could have been not saved, but he thought he was saved.
或者是他真的得救了。
On the other hand, he could have been truly saved.
他也就仅仅得救。
He would just be barely saved.
没有办法享受救恩福气所带来一切的丰满。
There's no way that he's able to receive all the abundance of the gospel.
这样的人
This kind of people
比不信的人还可怜。
Is more pitiful than those who do not believe.
这是为什么保罗这么的冲动。
That is why Paul is being so emotional.
他是这么的急切。
He's so anxious and urgent.
要把福音讲得清楚。
That he want to truly preach the gospel.
我们都知道在第三章。
And we all know that in chapter 3.
这一章圣经就是讲到福音的基本原则。
And this chapter of the Bible is talking about the basic principle of the gospel.
第一节到第十四节。
From verses 1 to 14.
我们已经看过了。
We have already studied that.
那里告诉我们。
There it tells us.
真正的福音
True gospel,
是唯独依靠信心而不是依靠行为
only rely on your faith and not on your deeds.
人如果靠自己的努力要脱离罪恶
If man wants to fulfill his own efforts to separate himself from sins,
要找到生命的意义,
to find the meaning of life,
希望有永恒的价值,
to hope to have the value of eternity,
还是人要借着信耶稣基督里,
men still have to through the faith in Jesus Christ,
神所给我们的恩典,
the grace that God has given us,
这是两条完全不同的路,
these are two entirely different paths.
十五节到二十五节
Verses 15 to 25
那里告诉我们
There it tells us
福音是根据神的应许而不是根据律法
Gospel is based on God's promise and not on the laws
人能够享受神要给人一切的祝福
Man to be able to enjoy all the blessings from God
是根据神的应许呢
Is it based on God's promise?
还是根据我们行律法才能得到呢
Or is it through our carrying out the laws to obtain it?
今天我们开始读的这段圣经
Today, this part of the Bible that we're beginning to read
是告诉我们
Is telling us
福音是让我们做儿子
The gospel is allowing and enabling us to become sons
而不是做奴隶
And not to be slaves
整个这段圣经的重点
The focal point of this whole part of the Bible
是在第七节
is in verse 7.
可见从此以后你们不是奴仆乃是儿子了。
So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and since you're a son, God has made you also an heir.
既是儿子就靠神为后嗣。
Oh, since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
这就和保罗在罗马书八章十五节那里说你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕所受的乃是儿子的心因此我呼叫阿爸父这在罗马书八章十五节
In Romans chapter 8 verse 15 that's why Paul says that for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear but you received the spirit of sonship And by him we cry out, Abba, Father.
这件事情
And this fact,
不但对这两千年前的加拉太人是非常的重要
Not only is it very important to the Galatians in 2000 years ago,
这一个真理
this truth,
对着我们今天每一个人
towards each and every one of us today,
也是非常的重要
It's also very important.
这么多年我在教会里面
For so many years, I myself in the church,
我看到很多信耶稣的人
I saw many believers in Jesus.
虽然信了耶稣
although they have believed in Jesus,
却没有享受做儿子的福气
they've never enjoyed the blessings of being a son.
他们相反的还是一个奴仆
on the opposite, they are still slaves.
他们努力的做自己不想做的事
They do their utmost to carry out things that they don't want to do.
为什么呀?
Why is that?
因为他们希望可以应付神的要求。
Because they hope that they will be able to deal with the requirements of God.
或者是应付父母的要求。
Or maybe to deal with the demands from their parents.
还有一些人甚至于是要应付教会里面的人给你的压力。
Or even there are some people who may just want to deal with the pressures given to us from the people in the church.
你努力做你不想做的事。
You try your utmost to do things that you don't want to do.
而且你想做的事呢?
And also the things that you want to do.
如果是好一点的人。
The better for the better people.
他是不敢做。
They dare not to do it.
但心里还是偷偷想。
But in their hearts they secretly still wish to do it.
为什么不敢做呢?
Why is it that they do not have the courage to do it?
因为怕神修理他。
Because they're afraid that God will punish them.
差一点的人。
The lesser people.
就偷偷做。
They'll do it secretly.
只要不要别人知道就可以了。
As long as no one knows, then it's fine.
这样的人。
This kind of people.
世界上的罪恶。
The sins in this world.
所带来的喜乐
The joy that it brings,
他没办法享受
He's not able to enjoy it.
神给他儿子属天的享福气
God gives his son the heavenly blessings.
他也不能享受
He's also not able to enjoy that.
这就是为什么我常常讲。
This is why I often said.
很多人不信还好一点。
It's a lot of people who do not believe is still better for them.
我们需要神开我们的眼睛。
We need God to open our eyes.
让我们真的认识福音的奥秘。
So that we can truly understand the mystery of the gospel.
今天我们需要很诚实地面对自己。
Today we must very honestly face ourselves.
我的信仰。
My faith.
是让我活在神儿子的自由荣耀恩典里呢？
Is it allowing me to live in the freedom and beauty and glory of the Son of God?
还是活得无聊加上无奈的宗教要求里面呢？
Or am I living in a very boring and reluctant religious requirement?
你不要去看别人。
Don't look at the other people.
你想一想你自己的光景。
Think about your own condition.
J.I. Packer. 在他认识神的那本书里面。
In the book that he wrote to Knowing God.
他特别强调。
He specially emphasized.
你要衡量一个人信仰。
To measure a person's faith.
你就看看他对于自己是神的儿子有多少的认识。
Then you look at the fact, how much does he know the Son of God? You will know.
No, how much he
how
knows.
How much he knows.
He is the Son of
he
God.
He is the Son of God.
第三章的26节到29节。
Chapter 3, verses 26 to 29.
这段圣经。
This part of the Bible.
是告诉我们做神儿子的基础。
Is telling about the foundation of being a son of God.
第四章一到十一节
Chapter 4 verses 1 to 11
是讲到神儿子长大成人
It's talking about the son of God growing up to become a man.
我们今天先来看第三章的这一段
And today we're going to begin to look at chapter 3, this part.
这几节圣经分成了三个小段落
These few verses are separated into three divisions.
26节到27节
Verses 26 to 27
告诉我们谁是神的儿子
Tells us who is the son of God.
28节告诉我们
Verse 28 tells us
神儿子的身份超越一切的高墙
The identity of the son of God trespasses any high walls that are separating us.
29节告诉我们
Verse 29 tells us,
神儿子的身份所拥有的丰富
The identity of the Son of God, the abundance that it owns.
26节这么说
Verse 26 says,
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子
You're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
这是一个何等伟大的启示
What a great revelation that is.
如果我们把这节圣经按照原文直接字面翻译
If we just directly translate it from superficially from the words of this verse
它是这样说的
This is what it says
因为你们已经借着信
Because you already through faith
在基督耶稣里
In Christ Jesus
都是神的儿子
You are all sons of God
我再说一遍
I'll say that one more time.
因为你们已经
Because you already
借着信
Through faith
在基督耶稣里
In Christ Jesus
都是神的儿子
Are all sons of God.
注意这里有两个条件
Pay attention to there are two prerequisites here.
一个是已经借着信
One is already through faith.
一个是在基督耶稣里。
The other one is in Christ Jesus.
懂得希腊文的人告诉我们。
Those who understand Greeks tells us.
这两个条件。
These two prerequisites.
不是一加一。
Is not one plus one.
这两个条件其实是同样的一个事情。
These two prerequisites are actually of one fact, one thing.
借着信。
Through faith,
就是在基督里。
That is in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督里。
In Christ Jesus,
就是真的已经信了。
It's actually meaning you already believed.
每一个这样的人。
every one of the people like that,
都是神的儿子。
Are all sons of God.
注意。
Pay attention.
都这个字。
All, you are also, you are all.
是 inclusive, 中文怎么说？是包罗所有的。
Inclusive of all.
聪明的。
The clever ones.
笨的。
The foolish ones.
漂亮的。
The beautiful ones.
丑的。
The ugly ones.
年轻的。
Young ones.
老的。
Old ones.
男的。
Male.
女的。
Female.
好的。
Good.
坏蛋。
Or bad.
不管你是什么样的人
Regardless of what kind of people you are,
你信了
Once you believe,
你就是在耶稣基督里
then you're in Christ Jesus.
你在耶稣基督里
When you're in Christ Jesus,
你就是真的信了
you have truly believed.
这样的人
This kind of people,
都是
are all sons of,
神的儿子
sons of God.
哎，等一下
Wait a minute.
都是神的儿子。
You're all sons of God.
儿子是男生还是女生
Are sons male or female?
男生哦。
Male, right?
那女生信了耶稣。
So after a female believed in Jesus,
在耶稣基督里。
In Christ Jesus,
是不是神的儿子
Are they sons of God?
是不是是哦。
Yes.
我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you.
你的答案是对的。
Your answer is correct.
每一个信的人。
Every believer of God.
不管你原来是什么身份。
Regardless of your original identity.
因为你在耶稣基督里。
Because you are in Jesus Christ.
我们不再做罪恶的奴仆。
We're no longer slaves of sins.
不再做世界的奴仆。
We're no longer sins of the world.
也不再做肉体的奴仆。
We're no longer slaves of the flesh.
我们都是神的儿子。
We are all sons of God.
当然你们都知道。
Of course you all know.
近代有很多人对保罗这个说法很有意见的。
In later days, there are a lot of people who have an opinion about Paul saying here.
女性的平权主义。
The female opinionists.
Feminism.
Feminism.
他们的压力大到一个地步。
The pressure is so great.
他们逼的 NIV 的版本，就是国际新国际版本的圣经。
They're forcing the NIV version.
把保罗的话都改了。
Change Paul's words.
你去看2011年以后的版本。
If you look at the 2011 late afterward versions,
他不再说都是神的儿子。
It no longer says you're all sons of God.
他说都是神的孩子。
It says all children of God. You're all children of God.
这样的做法。
This kind of doing,
不但是违背了神的命令
Not only is it violating God's law commands,
因为神说过神的律法不可以加一点不可以减一点
Because God has already said the laws of God you cannot add one stroke or least dots to it.
但是更重要的
But more importantly,
你这么一改
you, After you've changed that,
就把一个非常重要的启示给搞没有了
You have already deleted the very importantRevelation.
因为儿子这个词
Because the word sons
在圣经中它有一个重要的意义
There's a very important meaning in the Bible
就是那一位有权利继承产业的
Is that it refers to that person who has the right to inherit the inheritance
孩子没有权利继承任何的产业
Children do not have any right to inherit any inheritance.
只有儿子可以。
Only sons can.
这是一个革命性的启示。
This is a revolutionary revelation.
所有当时的文明。
So after all the civilization in those days.
不但孩子没有权利继承产业。
Not only do children have no right to inherit any inheritance.
女儿长大了也不可以继承产业。
Daughters, even after they've grown up, they cannot inherit any inheritance. property or inheritance.
只有儿子。
Only the sons.
这里宣告。
And here it declares.
不管你是男生是女生。
Regardless whether you're male or female.
你在耶稣基督里。
As long as you're in Jesus Christ.
你就是神的儿子。
Then you are the son of God.
你就有权利继承父神一切的丰富。
Then you have the right to inherit all abundance of our heavenly Father.
圣经里面男女是真正的平等。
In the Bible, male and female are truly equivalent, equal.
很多不懂圣经的人。
Our people who do not understand the Bible.
常常批评说圣经是重男轻女。
Constantly criticize the Bible for favoritism in male.
完全错误。
It's totally wrong.
而且我觉得神特别幽默。
And I feel that also that God is particularly humorous.
神不让让，不但让女生可以做儿子。
God not only allows females to be sons.
神还让男生可以做新娘子。
And God also allows sons, a male, to become brides.
对不对啊？
Isn't that right?
因为圣经上说你们每一个人都是耶稣基督的心腹。
Because in the Bible said every one of you are the bride of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在基督里。
Therefore in Christ.
才有真正的男女平等。
Then you can have true equality in male and female.
所以不用儿子这个词。
Therefore not using the word son.
真的有点愚蠢。
It still truly is a bit foolish.
我们每一个人。
Every one of us
都是神的儿子
are all son of God.
这是多么伟大奇妙的一件事。
What a great and amazing thing that is.
你没有办法做任何的事情成为神的儿子。
You're not able to perform anything to become a son of God.
你不能够行任何的律法成为神的儿子。
You cannot carry out any laws to become a son of God.
只有借着信。
Only through faith.
你与基督联合。
And be united with Christ.
我们得到了儿子的身份。
Then we have this identity of sonship.
换句话说。
In other words.
不信。
If you don't believe.
不在基督里。
If you're not in Christ.
你就不是神的儿子。
Then you're not a son of God.
因为你知道有一种的说法在外面的世界。
Because you know that there is a saying in the world.
说既然我们都是上帝造的。
Since we're all created by God,
那我们都是上帝的儿子。
Then we're all sons of God.
圣经不承认。
The Bible does not admit that.
圣经只说你信。
The Bible says that only through your faith you believe.
在基督耶稣里。
In Christ Jesus.
你就是神的儿子。
Then you're a son of God.
为什么信就可以成为神的儿子呢？
How is it that through faith when you believe then you become a son of God?
我们都知道当我们信耶稣的时候
We all know that when we believe in Jesus
神儿子耶稣基督的宝血就洗净了我们过去现在将来一切的罪
The precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ the Son of God then cleansed all our past, future and present sins
我们就可以与父神和好
Then we can be reconciled with our Heavenly Father
不但如此
Not only that,
神还要赐给我们神儿子耶稣基督的生命
God also wants to give us the life of the Son of God, Jesus Christ
哥林多前书
First Corinthians
12章13节那里告诉我们
In verse, chapter 12 verse 13 there it tells us
圣灵就把我们进入基督的身体。
The Holy Spirit enabled us to enter into Christ's body.
换句话说
In other words,
在我们信主的时候
The moment we believe in the Lord,
神为我们成就了三件大事。
God has accomplished three big things for us.
赦免我们的罪
To forgive us of our sins,
给了我们儿子的生命
Give us the life of the Son,
把我们放在耶稣基督的身体里面
and place us into the body of Jesus Christ.
所以我们是与基督联合
Therefore, we're united with Christ.
我们就是神的儿子了
Then we are the sons of God.
我们就在基督里面了
We are then in Christ.
今天你读这段圣经
Today, when you read this part of the Bible,
我没有看到你们一个人兴奋
I did not see any one of you being excited about it.
你们不觉得哦，我们是神的儿子，我们是神的儿子，怎么样呢？
You feeling that, oh, so we're sons of God, so what?
你不会觉得说，怎么可能有这么好的事？
You didn't feel that, oh, how can it be such a good thing happens to me?
我怎么这么幸运啊？
Why am I so fortunate?
我可以做神的儿子啊！
I can be a son of God.
我只要提醒你们一点点。
I just have to remind you of this bit.
旧约有很多伟大的属灵人。
In the Old Testament, there are very many great spiritual, men, people.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
摩西。
Moses.
旧约里面任何一个先知。
Any one of the prophets in the Old Testament.
你晓不晓得
？Do you know?
他们有的人可以做神的仆人。
Some of them can be servants of God.
他们有的人可以做神的朋友。
Some of them can be friends of God.
他们有些人可以做神的口。
Some of them can be the mouthpiece of God.
但他们没有一个人可以被称为神的儿子。
But not one of them can be called the sons of God, the son of God.
这是为什么？
This is why.
当耶稣基督在地上的时候。
When Jesus Christ was on earth.
犹太人要用石头打死他。
The Jewish people want to stone him to death.
是因为他犯了奸淫的罪吗？
Did he commit adultery? Is it because?
不是啊。
No.
是因为他贪污？
Because of bribery? Corrupted?
不是。
No.
他杀人？
Did he commit murder?
没有。
No.
那为什么犹太人要用石头打死他呢？
Why is it that the Jewish people want to stone him to death?
如果你读约翰福音
If you read the Gospel of John,
第五章十八节那里
In chapter 5 verse 18,
那里说的非常清楚
There very clearly says,
那里说所以犹太人越发想要杀他因为他不但犯了安息日并且称神为他的父
There it says, for this reason the Jews try all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath,But he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
称神为他的父。
Calling God his own father.
他是神的儿子。
He's the son of God.
犹太人说哪里可以有
？The Jews said, "How can that be?"
弟兄姐妹，你要记住啊。
Brothers and sisters, you have to remember.
这是一件何等伟大的事情啊
！This is a very truly great thing.
是神的儿子。
It's the son of God.
太了不起了。
It's too magnificent, too great.
你知道是神的儿子有多么了不起吗
？Do you know what a great thing that is to be the son of God?
等一下，我们讲到第二十七节的时候，会讲得更清楚一点。
When we come to verse 27, we'll be more clear about it.
但现在我要你想象一下。
But now I would like you to imagine a little bit about it.
如果你是一个很有钱的人的儿子。
If you are a son of a very rich person.
如果你是一个很有权的人的儿子。
If you are a son of one with great authority.
你觉得对你好不好
？Do you feel that that's good for you?
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。